Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Joy in Giving, was written by Allison Keita. When Carrie's young son was going through yet another surgery related to muscular dystrophy, she wanted to take her mind off her family situation by doing something for someone else. So she rounded up her son's outgrown but gently used shoes and donated them to a ministry. Her giving prompted friends and family members and even neighbors to join in, and soon more than 200 pairs of shoes were donated. Although the shoe drive was meant to bless others, Carrie feels her family was blessed more. The whole experience really lifted our spirits and helped us to focus outward, Carrie said. Paul understood how important it was for followers of Jesus to give generously. On his way to Jerusalem, the Apostle Paul stopped in Ephesus. He knew it would likely be his last visit with the people of the church he'd founded there. In his farewell address to the church elders in Acts 20, he reminded them how he'd worked diligently in service to God and encouraged them to do the same. Then he concluded with Jesus' words, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Jesus wants us to freely and humbly give of ourselves. When we trust Him to guide us, He'll provide opportunities for us to do so. Like Carrie's family, we may be surprised by the joy we experience as a result. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Acts chapter 20, verses 17 through 24, and 34 through 35. From Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus for the elders of the church. When they arrived, he said to them, "You know how I lived the whole time I was with you, from the first day I came into the province of Asia. I served the Lord with great humility and with tears, and in the midst of severe testing by the plots of my Jewish opponents. You know that I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but have taught you publicly and from house to house. I have declared to both Jews and Greeks that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace." Now verses 34 and 35. "You yourselves know that these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus Himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" Let's pray. Dear Father, You have blessed each of us with gifts, big and small. Help us to hold these gifts loosely and allow You to use them as You will. May we freely give our time and our resources to others as we sense You directing us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening today. I'm Rochelle Traub, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.